Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill. And after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I have a special solo episode planned for you today, which means it's just me. So you'll get a bit of me today. But before I dive into that, I wanted to share with you this incredible four-week experience that I have just launched and that starts next week on Tuesday, July 16th. So this experience is called Unleash Your Feminine Strength, and it is a four-week program for high-achieving women who want to reconnect to their inner goddess. This program is not a course. It is really not even a program. It is truly an experience that is meant to deepen the relationship with the goddess that is already within you. And before you get thrown off, and if you listened to my last week's podcast episode, you should definitely go back and listen to last week's if you missed it. Before you get thrown off by the word goddess, I just want to define what I mean when I say goddess. A goddess is simply a woman with presence, grace, wisdom, infinite love, compassion, beauty inside and out, and fierce world-changing power. And the reason why I created this experience is because in our day-to-day busy lives, incredibly packed schedules, long to-do lists, technological overstimulation, we forget that she exists within us. Our inner goddess is there. She is ready to lead us. She is ready to inspire us and others. And she is ready to create. So this beautiful experience includes 5 live sessions with me, 4 sessions where we really tap into reconnecting with your inner goddess, creating your goddess avatar, meaning who do you long to be? Who are you already that wants to be expressed more fully? We are going to build a bridge from your current self to your goddess avatar so you can start taking steps today to embody her and bring her to life. And then we're going to unleash her full power. We're going to write our goddess manifesto, which is basically a declaration of the intentions of our inner goddess and what truths she holds herself to. That's what we're doing inside this beautiful program. The 5th session is going to be an integration workshop session. And throughout the 4 weeks, I will be supporting you through Voxer, which is an online messaging program. And in it, I'll be like dropping quotes, dropping visualizations, offering journaling prompts, posing questions to the group. You can be as active in there as you want or as little. But the point is, this is not about you just sort of taking in content. It's about applying it to your life. It's about going out into the world and living as your goddess out in the world, how you interact with people, how you take in pleasure, how you are open to receive. All the beautiful things that already exist within you that you may have become disconnected from. So if this calls to you at all, just head down into the show notes. You will see a link to read about the full program. It is a Google Doc. I went low tech here. I really just wanted to get something out to you, and I wanted to create this, you know, container for you. And I wanted it to be light, and I wanted it to not be a huge time commitment or a huge financial investment. I wanted to be something that would be very easy for you to say yes to. Yes, in these beautiful summer months, I want to connect with my inner goddess. And, you know, this is for women who are high achievers or do have very high standards for themselves. They are driven, ambitious, but you have a sense that you are more powerful than you realize. Like, you know that within you, you have a strong voice and a point of view and creativity and leadership and all of these things that are under the surface, or maybe you have been very trying to find the right word, but you've overly planned how you portray yourself. This container is going to be about tapping into your authentic feminine fierceness and bringing it forward. You're going to want to join us. It is going to be an incredible 4 weeks together with amazing women who have already signed up, and I would love for you to be one of them. I would love to support you. So head down to the show notes, and I have my email address. If you just want to send me a note, ask me a question, you can go straight to the program page, and on it is a link to sign up as well. You can also reach out to me on Instagram. So lots of ways to engage, but I'm really, really looking forward to seeing you inside Unleash Your Feminine Strength next week. Wherever you are on your journey, I wanted to share some tips to ease the bumps. Now, I originally wrote this for women who were approaching their 40s, who were in their 40s. And I called it How to Make Your 40s the Effing Best Time in Your Life So Far. And so whether you are approaching your 40s, in your 40s, or you're beyond, these all still very much apply. And if they are things that you already know, then let them serve as reminders. Because I feel like these seven ideas are like little friends that you take with you on your journey as a reminder that you're always okay. And that's really why I created this content and why I wrote this for you. Okay, so let's go, let's get started. The first thing is reconnect to your inner voice. It is at this stage of life where we've spent a lot of time listening to other people. We listen to our parents, to our teachers, to our bosses in our first jobs, to our peers, to social media, to all the experts, to Google. Now is the time to make time for quiet and tune into your inner voice. Now is the time to ask yourself, what do I want? What is no longer working for me? What do I need? What am I ready to leave behind? What am I ready to embrace? I want you to get quiet, write these questions down, and just listen. Listen and honor what comes up. So the first thing is to reconnect to your inner voice. The second is to reflect on what you've learned. As Carl Jung, the psychologist, says, up until now, you've just been doing research. That's what he says about turning 40. And I love that quote so much because in my experience, it has been very much true. We spend all these decades thinking that we are finding perfection in our career, in our lives, but really all we're doing is getting to know ourselves. We're doing research. And once you approach 40, it's your opportunity to know yourself in a much deeper way, to reflect on the experiences you've had, the way you've navigated those experiences and what you've learned. So I want you to reflect on your story so far. Reflect on the twists and turns. Reflect on the responses. Reflect on what led you to where you are today. And I want you to record those hard-earned lessons you've learned. Record them as if you are needing to pass your most deepest knowing and deepest wisdom to your children or to somebody that you love, you know, whether it's nieces or nephews or the next generation of women who are going to come up through shoes like yours. I want you to record those hard-earned lessons and consider who you've become. Consider who you've become through those stories of your life. And this is a perfect opportunity to start thinking about, okay, this is who I've become. Who do I want to be? Okay, the third thing is to say yes to what lights you up. We've just talked about how so many of us spend those first few decades of our life following the path we were advised to follow, right? We want to be safe. Our parents want us to be safe. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. Coming from the parents or coming from, I'm a daughter of Indian immigrants, they were actually pretty open about me choosing my career, but the typical pressure is to do lawyer, medicine, engineering, right? Those are the three things that are really pushed on kids who grow up with Indian parents. And a lot of them check those boxes. And, you know, for some of them, it's perfectly aligned. And for others, it's not. It's choosing a path that isn't necessarily aligned with who they are, but that they feel they need to in order to have approval of their family. So you've checked the boxes. You've done what you have, you know, committed to doing. But now is the time to pursue your curiosities. It's time to think about what you're passionate about. And maybe if you're not sure what brings you passion just yet, it does start with just those little flames of curiosity. And even whims, like if you get like on a whim, a desire to go to a winemaking class or to go to a calligraphy class or whatever it may be, follow that whim because there's something in you that is drawn in that direction. Say yes to things that excite you, that bring you joy without any expectation of a result, without any expectation of I need this to give me this in return. Just do it because it feels exciting to you. You just never know where it may lead you. Number four is to set your sights on who you want to become. So in number two, you reflected on what you've learned. You reflected on your story and the lessons that you learned and earned. Now we have this freedom to say, who do I want to be? Up until this point, life has shaped you. But now we get to choose. We get to say, I'm going to leverage all my years of experience and wisdom and decide who I want to evolve into next. Visualize yourself in 10, 20, 30 years. What kind of woman do you want to be? I actually find this to be an extremely fun and liberating exercise. I am 48 as I record this. So in 10 years, I will be 58. In 20 years, I will be 68. And in 30 years, I will be 78, close to my mom's age. I do not want to hide from what my future looks like. I do not want to shy away from it. I want to imagine how vibrant, full of life, connected, creative, curious I will still be in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, who knows how long, right? Healthy. We can create the next version of ourselves. So set your sights on who you want to become. And maybe even write it out. Even if you started with bullet points, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, who do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? Number five, This is a big one. Protect your energy. We women are givers. We give our time, resources, and energy until we feel there's almost nothing left. In order to thrive in this next stage of life, protect your energy. Be ruthless with your calendar. Every week I look at my calendar because meetings get booked out weeks in advance. I look at the upcoming week and say, what do I want to keep? What do I not need to keep? What do I not want to keep? Right? I continuously ask myself, do I have to say yes to this? And do I want to? Ruthlessly, in a way that I never would have done before. Your energy is your vitality. Protect it at all costs. Number 6, develop a spiritual practice. Regardless of your specific beliefs, we can all agree that we come from a divine source, that we all have a spiritual essence. We're not just body and mind, right? We're more than that. There's more to us than that. So create a pocket of space in our overly materialistic world for a personal spiritual practice. This is an opportunity for you to create rituals, time, habits that are supportive to you and to your divinity. So it could be meditating. It could be walking in nature. It could be journaling, studying inspiring books, admiring art. This is really about connecting to that inner goddess that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. It's about connecting to that divine source, the one that is infinite, the one that has unlimited possibilities, a well of unlimited possibilities. And we can't access those possibilities through our thinking mind. It is only through connecting to our greater connection to that source that we can channel that level of possibility. So number 6 is develop a spiritual practice. Number 7, find your inner circle. By now, we have friends. We all have friends we've collected along our journey. Honor those friendships for what they have brought to your life. Many of those friends have seen you through hard times. They have been there in your most embarrassing moments, in your most difficult moments. They've held your hand. They've been witness to. But now, intentionally seek out those who are walking along a similar path. It doesn't mean you have to leave behind old friendships, although in some cases that might be what's best for the next version of you. But when you find new friends who are walking along a similar path, they may not know you the way old friends do, but they do see where you are headed. And they're all for it. They're not trying to keep you where you were. They're not trying to hold you back. They're like, yes, let's go there together. They believe in that path for you because they're also walking a similar path. So seek out your kindred spirits. I want to quickly recap these 7 tips to ease the bumps as we evolve into our 40s and beyond. So the first one is to reconnect to your inner voice, to start to quiet the outside noise and tune in to what is being said right within you. The second is to reflect on what you've learned, on your story so far and the lessons you've learned through experience. The third is to say yes to what lights you up. Follow your curiosities. Don't question them too much. Don't let it be about your identity and who you were and who you've been up until now. If there's something in you that wants to explore it, go do it. Number 4, set your sights on who you want to become. You have followed a certain path up until this point. Guess what? You get to choose where you're going next. Visualize yourself in 10, 20, 30 years and think about what kind of woman you want to be. Dream about it. Number five, protect your energy. It is time for us to take our energy back to protect our vitality so that we can shine as bright as we're meant to. Number six, develop a spiritual practice. We all come from a divine source. Create your own little way of reconnecting to that source. Number seven, find your inner circle. Find the women you can link arms with who get where you're headed, who believe in you, who see the same path forward or a similar path forward. Seek out your kindred spirits. Your 40s and beyond can be one of the most rapid growth periods of your life. You think it's when you're learning to walk? Forget it. I think it could easily be in your 40s. It can be challenging. It can be difficult. There are moments that can bring you to your knees. But it is also breathtakingly beautiful. It is your becoming. Now is your becoming. Embrace it all. That's it for today's episode, my beautiful friends. I want to remind you to scroll down in the show notes and check out Unleash Your Feminine Strength, my four-week experience for women to reconnect to their inner goddess. I am so excited about this brand new offering that I've created just for you after speaking with so many women who feel like they've had to play a game and by rules that we didn't create. And things are changing, and we have the opportunity to change them. So let's come together and let me support you in reconnecting to your inner goddess, so that you can use your feminine superpowers to rise higher than you ever have before. I love you so much, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.